We're back here on the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices and Jazz 88. And I'm pleased to be joined by Principal Mary Pat Cumming of the Fair School for Arts. Fair School for Arts, of course, located downtown Minneapolis. And we're going to talk about mental health as we're coming off National School Psychology Week, which was November 3rd through the 7th. And it's a week that highlights the contributions of school psychologists, or in the case of Minneapolis Public Schools, counselors, and their vital role in schools and the community. So Mary Pat Cumming is here. So good to see you. It's been a little while since we've seen each other and talked, but it's good to have you on and to really talk about a really important topic. I think that's always on everybody's minds. And I know that you guys over at FAIR have been really doing a lot of wonderful things to talk about mental health and address mental health, because it's such a huge part of students. Yeah, so great to have you on.
It really is. It really is, and it's really something that here at FAIR we keep really at the forefront of all of the work that we do. We know that if kids are not showing up mentally healthy, right, or in a space where they know they can get help, they're less likely to succeed. Not only well-researched, but frankly, we're kind of like we're a microcosm lab here. We see it every day. And so in real time with our young people. And so that's one of the reasons why we really, really focus on not only identifying how kids are feeling, but then making sure that we have the right supports in place for them.
So tell us about the school survey that the students at FAIR took. One finding was that arts programming really helps them reduce stress and anxiety. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
I can. So, you know, our school district does an amazing job at doing a school culture and climate survey that every single student in the district takes. And we took that one step further with our equity team, because we were really realizing that while the student survey that the district offers gives us a lot of really, really good, helpful information, it didn't necessarily attach itself to art, right? The production of art and how kids are feeling about themselves, why they are producing art, and their mental health. And so, we have done this survey 3 years in a row now, in addition to the climate survey, so that we can get a really good read on our young people here at FAIR. We just completed it again on November 6th. So we have fresh data right now that we have for our students. The data that we got this year actually ended up being stronger than it has been in the past year, where kids are feeling extremely connected to the school and extremely connected to the adults in the school. So that's fresh data that we just got. But what we know is that when we ask students how they're feeling, they're going to tell us. Teens are very, you know, vocal these days, and they're very willing to share their experience and also be very upfront and open. Very different, I think, than certainly when I was in school, and certainly when, you know, some other of my colleagues were in school, the importance of making sure that students have voice is critically important.
So I know FAIR was recently in the news. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? You know, for all of this, I know there was an article with you guys featuring that was in K-12 Dive, right? The publication.
Yes, it was. It was. So one of my roles, in addition to being a principal here in Minneapolis, is I also serve on the National Association of Secondary School Principals Board of Directors. And we're often given opportunities to meet with reporters across the country. But I actually pitched this idea to K-12 Dive because it was so important and we had data to support it. And they picked it up. And so this particular article in our school and the information for our school went nationwide. And since that time, we've had some really interesting inquiries about other schools across the country who are interested in, like, how are you doing this? And, you know, what are you doing to respond to young people? So, and that was really the whole purpose, was to make sure that we got the information out there, not only about what we were doing, but about maybe some ideas that we could share with other schools for them to try as well. And so that was a really, really exciting to be, you know, recognized nationally, not only in that magazine, but then also, you know, it locally as well by our own district.
That is wonderful. Well, let's dive a little deeper into the four ways that FAIR addresses mental health through art. Let's start with creating safe spaces for students. Mm-hmm. What exactly does that mean, and how does that work?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we know that classroom connections with young people is critically important to their success. And part of that is for them to actually, we use the word safety, but that safety doesn't mean like just physical safety. It means the emotional safety, right? As well as physical safety for students. So if students come into a classroom and they know that they can, you know, try something new, that they can get, you know, get an answer wrong and still feel validated and supported by the teacher, that's one thing that we really want to key on. And in our art classrooms in particular, students take a variety of arts here at Fair, so they're not always in the particular area that they love, right? They have to try to stretch themselves a little bit. And with that stretch, we know that there could be some anxiety, right? There could be some, like, I don't know, I'm really good at drawing, but I'm terrible at painting, or they think they're terrible at painting. So it's really about making sure that our teachers are also encouraging, right, that students are supported and that they also can then see the production of their work. So another thing that we do really extensively here at FAIR, especially in the safety part, is that we ensure that students can see their own artwork all over the school, right? So that they are also seeing other people's artwork. So it isn't like mine is better than yours. It's actually an environment where kids are saying like, that's amazing. Like, you did a great job on that. And that's the kind of culture that we want to build, right? Not only collaborative, but supportive.
We're talking with Mary Pat Cumming, the principal at the Fair School for Arts at Minneapolis Public Schools, and we're talking about mental health and how, you know, some of the ways that Fair addresses mental health through art for its students. So the next way is encouraging classroom connections. What exactly does that mean?
Well, one of the things at FAIR that we kind of pride ourselves on is the integration of art into our core curriculum. So students at FAIR are producing art not just in an art class, not just in painting, drawing, theater, vocal music, instrumental music, but they're also doing it in social studies and in science, right? So our teachers are constantly looking for ways to integrate art into their assessments and summative assessments for students so that students can show their learning in a different way. Maybe it's not a paper pencil test, but maybe kids are creating a video of the learning that they have. And that to us creates again the connection of art, right? And also individual voice and choice, right? So if I have a choice in what I can do to show my learning, that's gonna make me much more engaged in that learning, as opposed to saying every single student will take the same test on the same day. That's something I think that we do extremely well. And we also believe that, you know, finding those authentic experiences for students, even if it means like bringing in our guest or resident artist, that's another way for us to continue to expand and connect the classroom both inside the school and then even in the community abroad.
And so the third way is set aside time to reflect on finished work. How does that tie to mental health and for the students?
Well, really, when we talk about like reflection and they're actually thinking about looking at what the assignment was that they were given, right? And then analyzing their own work, they're able to reflect on it, it where they're taking an actual pause as opposed to just handing in a term paper, right? So there's an entire process that our teachers teach students, right? That has four parts to it where they're actually looking at the reflective process. And part of that reflective process is also to collaborate with others and have some conversations, kind of like, what do you see in this piece of artwork? What do I see? So it's also encouraging that connection with other peers who are collaborating across these pieces of art and science. I mean, it's pieces of art and materials that they're doing. I do think too that, you know, teachers set aside time to do this in class. So it's not an afterthought. It's an actual part of the process versus kind of some, like I said, rather than just turning it in, there's an actual time set apart to be able to reflect. And then the other thing that's important about this, in my opinion, kind of leading into this next one about celebrating the finished art, is that students at FAIR create a portfolio. And they create a portfolio not just of their artwork that you would find in the art classroom, but they're creating it in the other classes, as I mentioned, in that core class, English, Social Studies, Science, and Math. And they're adding that to their portfolio. So when they leave FAIR, they will have a digital portfolio of all of the artwork that they have done and how it relates to the curriculum. And that's the celebration part, right? So not only are they able to have that for themselves within their portfolio, but then that's what's displayed around the building. So if you come to FAIR, and I welcome everybody to come to FAIR, You will see artwork displayed in every single corner, nook and cranny, kind of like right behind me. There's all kinds of artwork here, and we change it up, right? So one student might see their artwork on the first floor someday, but then who knows, something else that they've done might appear on the third floor. So we think that's really important. And we also know that students are more accountable when they know that artwork is going to be displayed. And it's not in a way that makes them self-conscious, right, or that they're concerned about. It's kind of a pride point for students here at FAIR. And that's something that we just really think is amazing, because it's really building confidence, right? It's building collaboration skills, and it's building their ability to connect with others through art.
That's wonderful. And I've been over there many times, and I've seen all of the artwork that these students have put together over the last certainly over the last few years, and it's beautiful. I love to see it. It's really it's amazing that these kids just have so much talent.
We're really proud.
Yeah, you should be. It's awesome. It's amazing. So what do you think our adult listeners out here can take away from this and incorporate into their own lives?
Well, I think a couple things, right? One is that, even though we're talking about teenagers, everyone wants to feel seen, right? And listened to. And for some of our students, being seen is being seen through their artwork, and that's essential to their mental health. We also know that art is kind of a reflection of life, right? We know that when we're having down periods, right, our artwork may look different than it does when we're having happy times. And that's something that we encourage our young people to use the outlet of art as an expression of where they are, and marking kind of different changes within their life. And so those are things that we're really proud of here at FAIR, and things that we've been kind of, I would say, recognized for. FAIR, I think, kind of just giving you a little bit more information about what's going on here at FAIR is that, we're coming up to our recruiting season soon. And we've got some prospective parents and family nights that are coming up. First one's November 20th, followed by December 4th. And that's an opportunity for people to come and look at the school, see if it's a good fit for their student, because it is a Minneapolis public school, Minneapolis Public High School. And just like the big high schools that we have here, it's an option for kids to select. Transportation is provided through Metro Transit, just like it is for all of our other Minneapolis high schools. But it's a comprehensive college prep high school for students who have that interest in art, but don't necessarily have to be artists. I want to make sure that I say that. It's not a conservatory school where ballerinas come to dance onto Broadway. It's a place for our young people to find themselves, to feel good about themselves, right? To find success doing what they like, and liking how they do it. And so that's really one of the mottos that we have here. So those are some of the exciting things that we have happening. And we would love for both families and anyone else to join us here to learn more, not only about the way that we're addressing mental health through art, but just learn more about our school program.
Lastly, can you tell us a little bit more about Those Who Remain, Turn the Pages, the production you guys have coming up?
Yes, actually, we just wrapped it. Okay, gotcha. It was our fall play, and we do that in partnership with Theater in the Round. And so Theater in the Round and FAIR combine, so that it's a production that is open to the public. It's open to their season ticket holders, just like if you were got season tickets at the Orchestra Hall or for the Timberwolves. It was open to everyone and extremely well received. Kids did a fantastic job. And we did an entire school trip. So all students in the 9th and 10th grade were able to see the play. And I'm happy to report the audience attention and commitment to watching those performing, much like I've said earlier in our conversation today, that when our students are seeing other students performing, right, or showing their work, they're extremely supportive, appreciative, and just lifting each other up and celebrating. So that's the atmosphere we want to continue to create here at FAIR.
Wonderful. Love to hear it. Love to see it. And Mary Pat Cummings, always good to talk with you. And congratulations on all just the amazing things that you guys are doing at FAIR. And looking forward to getting back over there here very soon as well.
Hey, welcome anytime. Anytime. Yeah,
definitely. Always good to talk with you. And thanks for the time today.
You as well. Bye, Manny.
See ya.